You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
So I've got a little bit of a story about what happened at work this week.
Right, there was a strange package, wasn't there?
Yeah, so a strange package arrived and my boss collected it from the front desk and it had something like Underwater World on it or like Fish World or something, and he was like, what the hell, who got a fish delivered to work in a box? That's inhumane, la 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 la, like got real mad about it. Yep. Anyway, Georgia, one of our beautiful apprentices, she comes tootling from out the back and she goes, oh, that's mine, that's my fish hammock.
Sorry, run that one by me one more time.
It's her fish hammock.
A fish hammock?
Yes, her boyfriend told her that she could get a fish.
Uh-huh.
If she could look after a fish and keep it alive for 6 months or something, then she's allowed to get a real, like, pet that needs to be cleaned up after, like a cat or a dog or something. So, yes, she's really devoted herself to this fish and has purchased her fish a hammock.
Okay, I'm going to have to look up what a fish hammock is because I'm just picturing like a regular hammock.
Right.
But then
that
like
you would like snooze on in the sunshine and swing in the breeze and sometimes get
attach it
tangled
to two trees and you like you fall out of it and it's really funny for everyone watching.
Exactly.
But I just don't like with being in water, how does
a hammock
work? How does that work? And so I'm looking it up here. Okay, so it looks like it's just like a leaf.
Yeah. That sticks on the side of your tank.
It's like a suction cap or something. Oh, so they've got a picture of a fish having a rest on one. That's actually pretty cute.
But here's the thing. Fish don't have feet or, like, bums to sit on. They float. They are weightless animals. He's just hovering above it. He still has to swim.
I know.
How is a fish going to sit on a hammock? That's my question.
The question that has stumped the nation, how does a fish
sit
on a hammock?
Or what is it, like, what is the purpose of a fish hammock? And then it got me thinking, what are weird things that you might buy for your pets? At the moment, I don't have any pets, so I don't buy anything weird, but you've got some cats.
I do.
Do you ever buy your cats anything weird?
We bought a lot of those, like, automated laser toys. So you could just be like, because originally we only had one cat, Beauregard.
Yeah.
And at night, he used to get so worked up and run over the place. So what we would do is try and tire him out
before bed.
So when we were like before bed, we would play with him and get him all worn out so he'd fall asleep. But then obviously that meant like every night we were, because he has a lot of energy, we were having to dictate a lot of time to trying to wear him out. And so it was like, well, what if we got him to calm down during the day? So we bought him this laser toy that basically just went around in a circle with a laser pointer on it and then would move it up and down. So there was a laser and you could just set it to go for a while. And he chilled right out after we got that.
Oh,
he loved it.
That's amazing.
It just meant that he wasn't bored all day. Then we ended up getting him his brother Theodore, and then now he just chases him instead.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, send us a message. What is the weirdest thing that you have ever bought your pet? 0427 Joy 949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Have you bought your fish a hammock? I don't know.
Does it work?
Big personalities for those with big appetites. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
You're on Big Breakfast with Rach and Cam. No Luke today.
That's right.
And we're talking all about weird
things
gifts
you buy for your pet.
Yeah, weird gifts for your pet. Now, this started because someone delivered a fish hammock to you at work, which doesn't make much sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense because fish don't have sittable bums. How will a fish sit on a hammock?
But we've had an interesting message in as well. This is less, I don't know if this is a bizarre one. So Ange has messaged in and Ange has said that someone purchased them to pat and play with her cat for 2 hours a week. Easiest money I've ever made and I loved doing it.
That's amazing. So you are the gift, Ange. Yeah. I love that so much.
Ange is the gift for her cat to just give some love and attention.
Yes.
for two hours a week. 2 hours a week.
Oh, that's so cute. I love that so much.
But we did some little bit of research, and you found one.
Yes.
That you thought was very weird, but at the same time, I
thought it
have
was
seen it before
normal.
And didn't think it was normal.
Okay.
Have in the back of my head gone, maybe I'll get that.
Yeah. If you are not a social media person, you may not have heard of this before, but there is a brush that is a tongue and you put it in your mouth. So you hold it like with your teeth to lick your cat or dog. I think it's mostly for your cat because they lick themselves to clean themselves. So you can bond with your cat by licking it.
Because that's what? It's a big part of like cats and how they socialize. They learn to trust and love each other by licking each other.
It's so disgusting. Licking your cat? What?
It's kind of like if you have like a mouth guard and you put it in, you bite down and it's like this long brush that just kind of hangs out of your mouth. I must say, I decided against purchasing it, but it was the first time like one of those things where I paused and went, huh, maybe that will make me closer with my boys. But well, I'm going to find them out with my boys. But, I saw it and was like, that's an option.
That's disgusting.
Oh, we've had a message in about the fish hammock from Ben from Windsor.
Yes.
Thanks,
good.
Ben.
Tell us, please.
Fighting fish like to sleep, in quotation marks, on leaves near the surface. You can buy these for your fish tank and they're called hammocks. So that's what it's for.
But don't fish just float?
Well, it's a pretend sleep. Maybe it's like a rest. These are fighting fish.
Yeah, okay.
They've just come out of the ring.
Yeah,
I know that.
So they've just had a fight,
and they need to calm down. They need to calm down on a leaf near the surface.
Do they actually touch the leaf though?
Like, there's pictures where they have.
Can they like actually chill out?
I think we need to bring up the second item that you found because I really want to talk about that.
This is again for cat people. So apparently, people who have cats are weird and like to buy their cats.
That's not fair. I know plenty of weird dog owners.
Yes. But do people buy their dogs butt jewellery? Because it is a well-known fact that cats have ugly bums. Their little butthole.
That's not fair.
They're just they're very on show. So you
well,
can
then they
buy...
Well, fit right in the gay community.
Yes. So you can buy a little jewel to hang over your cat's tail to cover their ugly butthole.
Yep. It's better than what it is supposed to hang off their tail and hang in front of it.
Yeah.
But I do know there are also ones that...
like a butt plug.
Yeah, that are plugged.
No.
And
oh
I couldn't
my
think
gosh.
Of anything more. Like, that's so cruel to do that to a cat. Like, it's just trying to live its life and you're over here being like, I'm offended, better put a Diamante in there.
Oh my gosh.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.